Nice MCU WB3S is a cheap Wi-Fi plus Bluetooth development board featuring 120 MHz 32-bit CPU and 2 MB of flash. It can be easily flashed with open-source firmware and paired with Home Assistant. Furthermore, you can script it to suit your needs and compile custom firmware versions/drivers online, without having to set up toolchain on your PC. The board can be usually bought for few dollars and sometimes for as low as $1. Board module is called WB3S, but it's not using BK7231T, but it's using BK7238, which binary code is different. Here are some basic specs from the seller. New firmware BK7238 is now supported by OpenBeacon. This means that you should be able to use OBK on Nice MCU along with OBK features, which includes drivers, commands, online build system, OBK driver system. You can also use our IoT OBK tutorials for this board. Flashing new firmware, get our flasher from here. To be precise, you can download binaries from Releases tab. Choose BK7238 mode from the drop-down list. Click Download Latest from WEM to get latest firmware from our GitHub to your PC. This will fetch from. Then first, please do 2 MB flash backup as usual. While the device is waiting to get bus, press EN button on PCB once or twice. It may not be needed in the future when we add DTR reset code on this board. In case of raw Nice MCU module, you need to disconnect and recon power while it's waiting to get bus. Then finally, do firmware right. Press EN button to reboot. Initial configuration. Connect to OBK access point just like you do with Tasmota. Go to config Wi-Fi. Enter your SSID and password. Get your new device IP from your router. Playing around with pins. You can use GPIO Doctor from OBK web app to guess roles of the pins. With this, you can determine that onboard LED is on P6, P24, P26. The logic seems to be inversed here, so you will need either a relay N or a PWM N role. It is also good to correct channel indexes after using GPIO Doctor. They are used to group together buttons and relays and to mark RGBCW PWM indexes, order. With this config, you can control onboard LED with OBK LED driver, OTA to new version. If you want to update OBK on your board, just follow our tutorial. Tasmota device groups. Tasmota device groups, also called DGR, can be used to group together devices, lights or switches, or even lights and switches, into groups without any central server, without Home Assistant. NTP driver. Go to config, startup command text, enter, and then reboot. Now you will see that NTP driver is running. Simple scripting. In OBK, you can run simple scripts. For example, you can control LED programmatically. This can be inserted in either startup command or little fsautoexec.bat file. See tutorial. Save and reboot. LED is now animated. See our scripting samples for more information. DHT11 sample. OBK supports many sensors, including DHT11. It can be easily configured via GUI. You just need to select DHT11 pin and then select two channels used to store temperature and humidity. For this purpose, I've chosen pin P22 and did the hardware connection. Everything should work out of the box. And keep in mind that DHT family is special and won't show up as a running driver. AHT20 sensor sample. Let's make another sensor demo. This time, we will use AHT20. Connect AHT20 to any two digital pins. No pull-ups are needed. Now run it in the firmware. First two arguments are pins. I used P8 and P7. Then we have channel indexes for temperature and humidity. This should get you readings on main page. If it's not working and you want to reconfigure without reboot, you can use. Remember to add start driver command to either autoexec.bat or short startup command so it starts with each reboot. MQTT config. The more detailed information is in the pairing with HA section, but in config MQTT, you can set your MQTT broker info. Then you'll have MQTT state shown on the main page. Pairing with HA. Now you can pair your simple RGB LED device with Home Assistant. It will show up there with all the necessary controls. Use HA Discovery Tutorial. Important note, HA.